Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP, and it is a big day. Great to be with you on this Monday morning. What a Sunday it was. And hello and welcome to the next 2 weeks as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. You know, congrats to the Eagles. They are Super Bowl bound. They absolutely destroyed, and I mean destroyed, Washington yesterday. A masterful performance by the Eagles. Celebration obviously on late last night. Hope you're having a great morning. I'm sure you are. And it's awesome. It's an awesome time to be
Super
a Philadelphia
Bowl,
sports
baby!
Fan. It's really amazing. It really is phenomenal. Look, we'll take your calls. We want to hear from you. We know we will. 215-592-9494 for what is flowing through you right now. The emotions of it all. Again, phone line's there for you. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
John, how are you, pal? How great was that, man?
Unbelievable.
How great was that?
My God. The Super Bowl again. This is phenomenal. Jalen Hurts, the first quarterback to go back to the Super Bowl.
Incredible.
After losing a Super Bowl.
Since Jim Kelly.
I know.
Yeah.
Jim Kelly.
I know.
How crazy is that?
It was a long time ago.
The first since Jim Kelly, first since the 90s, first since back when it was, man, when I was watching as a kid.
Yeah.
That's crazy to think about. By the way, you can throw an object farther if it's thrown west.
Oh, that's a wild fact.
Because of the rotation of the Earth.
I didn't expect to spend much time on our fact, but I got to tell you, that one's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, the Coriolis effect causes a deflection of the object's path as it travels across the rotating Earth.
Wild.
So when you throw it, it goes farther if it's west.
Wild. All right, look, guys, get rolling on the phone lines. I mean, it's a great day to be a Philadelphia sports fan. These are the days, obviously, we live for as a Philly sports fan. Now, obviously, the mission is not complete yet. There's one more game to go. The Eagles have been installed as a 1.5-point underdog. Obviously, KC is great. Obviously, the Eagles are great. It should be a hell of a Super Bowl. It was an incredible NFC Championship game, and not for the Washington Commanders. Look, first off, I'll just say congrats to the squad, the whole organization, Lurie and Howie. For them, it's 3 and 8 years now that they've reached it. Obviously, when you include Nick, it's 2 and 3 years for the organization. Jalen Hurts was phenomenal yesterday. He was so spectacular. Probably his best performance of the season. Just an absolutely outstanding performance by him, and we'll highlight him throughout the show. Defense creating turnovers. You know, I didn't think it was the defense's greatest day. Got a little scary at certain points. Like, what's going on here? But they created a ton of turnovers, which obviously just demolished Washington's chances to do anything. Saquon and the O-line did their thing early and often. I mean, you have the injury effect with, you know, both Juergens and Dickerson, two different guys trying to gut it out at various points. That was incredibly admirable. Look, this is a team I really admire, and I think we all admire. We wake up today really proud. We wake up today really, really, really excited. Celebration went deep last night. I know that.
Oh.
So he hit us up today at 215.
It was hard to sleep last night. I'm not going to lie, man. It was really hard to fall asleep last night.
I fell asleep at 1 o'clock. I mean, it just, you know. So, look, celebration's on. At some point, we'll hardcore it about the Super Bowl up ahead. But for now, it's obviously primarily about the celebration, the ass-kicking from the Eagles yesterday to Washington, and your thoughts and emotions at 215-592-9494. John, what are you thinking? What are you feeling, man?
It was an incredible job by the coaches, the play callers. Not much to complain about on that front. The play designers. Let's talk about that. The play designers who gave Jalen Hurts options on so many plays. Think the first play from scrimmage. He's out there. He changed the play.
Yeah.
To that toss crack. I'm just off the top of my head. Think about the quarterback draw where Saquon is lead blocking for Jalen. He changed the play. He had those options. You know, Kellen Moore looked like an offensive coordinator who deserved all the interview attention that he's getting. This is an unreal concept that we once again get to go to the Super Bowl. This is the biggest event in the world.
Yeah, that's right.
And a lot of folks get to make amends, and we get to go beat the best team in the world the last two times out.
I wanted KC to win for that purpose, John.
Look,
I did.
I think we got the better matchup. Like, I'm not going to jump ahead to it yet, but like I feel good about the fact that we're going to get to make amends. And you know, I thought the Bills were better than the Chiefs, but not yesterday in the allotted time. So our team gets to make amends and avenge that Super Bowl loss to the Chiefs and Andy Reid. And this is an opportunity to distance our organization from that Andy Reid era even further and very definitively. And Howie Roseman, holy cow,
yeah.
Thank you once again for what I think should be Executive of the Year if it were not for Brad Holmes in Detroit. That is amazing what he did too. But it is amazing what Howie has done. And you know, Howie, our roster is a monster. Our roster, Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, they represent that final hurdle, really, I think, in Howie's evolution, where I was worried about those skill guys, the small skill guys, the wide receivers.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The DBs, those were sort of like the Achilles heel, it seemed, for Howie in the draft room. And then Devontae Smith and Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell represent that final hurdle in Howie's ascension to true excellence.
Yeah, look,
these cornerbacks are truly excellent. And what they do in today's world, they give us this nickel flexibility to do anything we want to do. And Vic Fangio can treat every game with flexibility, and that's part of the reason why we are so successful.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot in there with what John said. I'll start with what he said there at the very end about Howie. Look, I hope he makes the Hall of Fame. I think he should. Now, that's going to be a conversation really for 5 to 10 to 15, maybe even 20 years from now, honestly. But I think he's a Hall of Fame general manager. I know as Philadelphia sports fans, we're incredibly lucky. He's the GM of our football team. And it's almost like what I'd call 2.5 different teams that the Eagles have taken to the Super Bowl. 17 was very different than 22. And this one is very different on defense than 22. The offense is, you know, basically the same, but it's a completely different defense. So to me, it's almost like he's got 2.5 different teams, if you kind of catch my drift, 3 if you want to call it that, that, you know, just in the composition of the squad that gets there. It's an incredible achievement. And again, I don't want to lose sight on the game specifically yesterday because we're going to big picture it with the whole deal, but I don't want to lose sight at all on how remarkable Jalen played yesterday. He was so phenomenal. I thought perhaps the play of the game, because it was maybe when the game hung in the balance the most.
Fourth and five. No doubt.
It was the play of the game, play of the season. It was just massive, because I think at the time they had, I think, a 2-point lead, and obviously Washington would have had good field position, and he dropped that ball in there. James, give me your thoughts, your emotions. What are you feeling?
I'm just so happy, man. Like, when you think about last year and the disaster that was, and how bummed we were and how depressing it was after the Super Bowl and how much hope we had for the future with that team, for it to come down last year and for them to start the way they did this year and bounce back and become an absolute juggernaut. 55 points in the NFC, the most points ever scored by any team in the history of the NFC Championship game ever. I saw 2 Super Bowls in the first 37 years of my life. I'm going to see 2 in 3 years. Are you kidding me? Like, this is freaking awesome, man. I'm so proud of this team. Yeah. I'm so proud of these guys. Yeah. I'm so proud.
I agree.
Totally agree.
Pride. But this city deserves this feeling, too. You know, like, this team deserves this feeling. Nick Sirianni, you know, thank you for all those little things that you've done. This is a team that was begging Nick Sirianni to put the pads on and hit and practice longer this season. And he did. He did that. And then the next week, he would let them walk through on Wednesday. It was always, you know, custom tailored to whatever the team really needed. And he has tapped into exactly what this team, the pulse of this team. So thank you to Nick Sirianni also. We really are the best team in the world. And I think 55 points, the most ever scored in a conference championship, like Jimmy said, that evidence is there. We are going to beat whoever we go up against. And it just so happens it's the Chiefs. So we get to feel extra good about those relationships that we are going to dominate on the way to winning a Super Bowl again.
All right, 215-592-9494. Rhea, what are you feeling?
I still can't believe Saquon Barkley is an Eagle. I mean, just you watch what he does. I mean, that first play. And the other thing, like, so it was in the second half when they started to roll. It was just, it wasn't like a crazy party. Like, people were real excited. And it's what I saw from the team after. Composure, like, we got one more. It's not like we're just happy to be here.
Totally.
That's the felt I got. And I loved what I saw out of Cam Jurgens. I mean, that was one hell of a performance. You could see it in his post-game comments, the emotion of how that guy was able to, you
and
know,
he was not walking well off the field.
No.
I saw him going to the locker room.
No.
He was very stiff. So,
very gingerly. The step in for Landon, I just thought it was just huge.
Warrior stuff.
It was. And Rio, on your Saquon point, you know, one thing I put up on Twitter after his touchdown that got the game rolling right out of the gate, like, how in the world did he somehow fall out of the MVP race around week 17 or 18?
I have no idea.
Like, he's right there.
Wrong.
He's, like,
it's
right there.
Wrong.
And then all of a sudden, he's, like, forgotten about
it's
nationally.
It's the best Eagles season we've ever seen.
There's no question. Listen, it might be the best season of Philadelphia sports since Steve Carlton in 1972.
Yeah.
It might
Schmidt,
be.
Schmidt and 80, maybe.
Yeah, maybe, but it might be better than Schmidt and 80. I mean, this is, it's bonkers. It's bonkers what Saquon has done. And yes, he gets, you know, obviously some tremendous help with the guys on the offensive line.
Seven rushing touchdowns, Joe.
Well, the team, yeah. And let's be real, that run he had yesterday to start the game should have been a, you know, 8-yard run. And he made it a 60-yard run. I mean, it was nuts. All right. Phone calls, line up, let's roll, 215-592-9494. Tell us your emotions, your reaction. You know, we'll break down the game, but also just the emotional side of it. It's a special day, it really is. Where you partied, where you celebrated, who you were with, let's roll.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.